Okay, today's daf is Menachas Daf Lamed, and we are on Chavtes Amid Beis as we continue our discussions of a little Agadata and a couple of other items here in Menachas. The first discussion of the Marsha in the Chiddushi Agadas is right here, yesterday's daf. So you think the first 28 blot, the Marsha and the Agadas didn't have much to say, but now, yesterday, today, there's what to talk about. Okay, so let's start again. Let's go back, because we did it very quickly, to the last couple of skinny lines. Amar of Ashi. Chazina lehu l'sifri davkani debe Rav. I saw in the very exact sofrim in the yeshiva of Rav, t'chatri lehu l'gagi d'ches. They connected the roof of the ches. What does chatri mean? As I mentioned, it's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here. They both have a picture. They tell us exactly what it means. Rashi has a ches, like with a straight roof, a horizontal roof. While Tosfos does not like that, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, "Pireish beemsa gagol shel ches gavoh ma'at." Right, it has a upside down V on top of the ches. So it's different pshatim exactly how to write the ches. V'talu le'lakari dehei. And also, I saw they were very medayik not to connect the leg of the hay to its roof. Why they do each of these? Chatri lehu l'gagi d'ches. They put a upside down V, which is somewhat like a crown on the top of the ches. Klomar chai hu brumo shalolam, to symbolize that Hashem, which is the ches. Hashem is the chai. He's on top of the world. Kaviyachol brumo shalolam. That's why you put something on top of the ches. V'talu lelakari dehei. And why is the hay, the leg of the hay, hanging? Kidboi minei Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya me Rabbi Ami. Like Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya asked Rabbi Ami the following question. My dichsiv. What's the pshat of the pasuk? Bitchu b'Hashem adayad. Trust in Hashem forever. Ki b'ka Hashem tzur olamim. Because in Hashem He is the rock of the world. So what does that mean, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya asked Rabbi Ami? So Rabbi Ami thought he was just asking the question of what is the pasuk, what's the message of the pasuk. So Amar Leisi, he answers him, "Kol atola bitchono b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, hare lo machzeh b'olam hazeh v'olam haba." If you put your bitachon in Hashem, bitchu b'Hashem adayad, so then Hashem is the rock of the world, and He will be your protection in olam hazeh and olam haba. Remember what the Chazon Ish writes. We mentioned this in the past. The Chazon Ish in the beginning of Emuna u'bitachon. What is the definition of bitachon, says the Chazon Ish? It does not mean that everything is going to have a quote-unquote happy ending from our point of view. It's not that we'll always be able to say atov hametiv and never have to say dayan ha'emes. That is not what bitachon means, says the Kadosh Baruch, says the Chazon Ish. What it means is that we trust in Hashem that He is in charge. And everything that happens in the world, He is in charge. That's what bitachon is, and that's what it means, bitachon bat Hashem adayad. Yes, in the olam ha'emes, we'll always be able to say, thank you, hatova ha'metiv. But in this world, we don't. In this world, there are hatova ha'metivs, and there are dayan ha'emeses. And therefore, that is what it means to have bitachon. Bitachon means to know everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, that was what Rabbi Ami thought Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was asking. Just what is the pshat of this pasuk? So then Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya clarifies, Amalei, Anahachi Kakashali. No, no, this is what I was asking. Maishna dechsiv bey veloksiv ka. The pasuk could have said, Bitchu b'Hashem adeyad ki ka Hashem. What's bika Hashem? What's that base? Why keep a Kashem? Just Kashem Sir Olamim, because Hashem is the rock of the world. What's the base? That was his question. Kidadarish Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. And the answer is, like Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi says, that is Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Rabbi Yehuda in Shas is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Once in a while it says its name explicitly, but now he's buried right outside its Tzfat. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi's Kever. Elu Shnei Olamo Shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the base? The base stands for the two worlds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Echad Behei VeEchad BeYud. Hashem created two worlds, one with a hay and one with a yud. V'eini yodea im olam haba b'yud, v'olam hazeh b'hay. I don't know which was which. I don't know if the next world was created with a yud, and this world is created with a hay. Im olam hazeh b'yud, v'olam haba b'hay. Or this world is with a yud, and that next world is with a hay. K'shu omer, so when the pasuk says in the second parak, in Bereishis, Eila toldos hashmaim v'ha'aretz b'hi bar'am, Behi baram. So al tikri behi baram ela behe baram. So what do we how do we interpret that? we say that it's with a hey he created it. Yes, Chazal also say be Avraham. So switch around the letters of behi baram, it spells out Avraham, and the letter hey is written in a specific way in the Torah. So you read it behi baram behei baram. Hashem created this world with a hey. Havi omer haolam hazeh behei v'olam haba b'yud. And if that's true, so then olam haba was created with a yud. So that's the hey and the yud. How do we get into this? Because we're talking about how to write the hey and how to write the yud in the Torah, and we'll get to in a second, which was the original question, why is the leg of the hay open? Why is it not connected to what is on top? Which, if you think about it, if the hay was connected on top, that would kind of look like a ches. Kind of look like a ches, which the Baalei Machshava point out, the only difference between chametz and matzah is that little connection between the top and the side letter, because they both have a ches, they both have a mem, and they both have a tzaddik. The only difference is the little hay and the little ches, the little space between the top left of the hay. That's the only difference in chametz and matzah. It's a little, very, very slight. Okay. Rav Soloveitchik points out, I'll read it to you from Nefesh HaRav, in Parsha Shlach. Pasuk says, as we know, Vayikra Moshe Lehoshea Benun Yehoshua. Moshe adds on a yud to Yehoshua. And Rashi quotes, His palel alav kahoshiecha me'atzas meraglim. Moshe added on the yud to Yehoshua to save him from the meraglim. He changed his name from Hoshea to Yehoshua. How exactly does the yud help? How does the yud help him from not being with the eights of the meraglim? Oh, because now he has Shem Hashem at the beginning of his name, yud and hey. How exactly does that help? Question one. Question two. The Medrash says that the yud was taken away from Sarai. By Avraham, he just added in a hey. Fine, wonderful. But by Sarai, her name was changed to Sarah, and the Yud went to complain to Hashem. What happened to me? You took me away. You didn't do anything to me. Hashem says, don't worry about it. I have another place for you. I'm going to put you in the beginning of Yehoshua. And you used to be at the end of the word. Sarai, now you're going to be in the front of the word, Yehoshua. Don't worry about it. So the kasha is, what exactly does that mean? What's the message for us? There aren't little yuds with mouths on them going to Hashem saying, I feel bad, you took me out of the name of one of the imos. So what exactly is the message? Says the Rav Soloveitchik, Hevdel yesh bein os hei la os yud. There's a difference between hei and yud. And he quotes our Gemara, Behi baram olam hazeh nivra behei. What does that mean? Asher al kein morech ha os hei al universaliut. Hei symbolizes the universal. Universal. Avraham. He used to be Avram, which was Avla Aram, and then he became, with the hey, Av Hamon Gayim. He became general, he became universal. The Yud is the opposite. Yud is more on personal, on private. It's a chair, it's my chair. How do you say my chair? You add a Yud to make it personal. Baal, Baali, Kos, Kosi. Yud always makes something more private. Yud Bailus, but again, Yud, Habailus Mora Al Pratius, Uprishus Vihis Taigus Mena Achirim. So originally, Sarah was Sarai. She was just Sarah Shali, like Avram was Avla Aram. But then both of them were made more universal. The Av and the Aim to the entire world, so that's why they both got a hey. They both got a hey because now, Me'ata nefach liot yoter universali. Kamochei nefcha et Sarah yoter universalis. That is why Yehoshua needed the Yud. Because he was already Hoshea. He was already the leader of Klal Yisrael. Moshe needed to daven that he does not get swept away with the Am, with the universal, with the other Temeraglim. So that's why he dafka put on the hay, she yifrosh mehem v'ye adam prati la'atzmo, v'shinas hay liyud, she ozeh mora ala pratiyut benigud l'hai universalit. That's the Rav in terms of the yud and the hay. And Olam Haba is hey. Olam Haba is, I'm sorry, Olam Hazeh is hey, because Olam Hazeh is maybe the universal where everybody is here. Olam Haba, maybe we could just add on to the Rosvart, is every single person has their own private chelik there. Everybody earns whatever they get in this world for the next world, so that's why maybe that's the symbol of the Yud, going into the personal connection that we all have. Okay. So that's the two worlds, the hay and the yud. Again, there's a lot of Kabbalah and other Mefarshim and Ramazim that talk about the hay and the yud in the Olamos. Continuing, right after the brackets. Umipnei ma nivra ha'olam hazeh behei. Why was Olam hazeh created with the hay? Mipnei shedome la'achsadra. It's like an achsadra. It's like a yard or a hall with an opening. Shekal harotza latzeis yetze, the bottom is open, so whoever wants to leave can leave. Whoever wants to go, b'chira chavshis, whoever wants to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he can leave, goes down the bottom. But that's a yerida, one should know. It's a yerida, you're leaving the bottom. Well, my time at tal yakari, so why is the leg hanging? Because if you want to do tshuva, you can come in through the side. That's why that side of the hay is open. You go out the bottom, you come through the side. Answers the Gemara, why don't you just have the same opening? Just have the bottom opening go out that way, and you go in that way. What do you need? A different opening to go in and to go out. Lomis tayamilsa. It's not going to work. It wouldn't work to go back in the same way. Why wouldn't it work? If you look at the Marsha here says, I said we'll start with the Marsha. Marsha, the first Marsha was on the Daf Chav Zayin, that is on Daf Chav Tes. He quotes a Rambam. The Rambam in Shmona Prakim says, Ki achote achar shechata I efshar lashuv v'litar nafshu shlema ad asher yarchik atzmo harchaga gedola mitzad asher chata. Like the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Deis, Shvil Azov, you always go on the medium, the middle path. That's the Rambam. And if somebody feels that they went to an extreme in terms of chait, they have to go to the other extreme. They have to swing the pendulum the other way so you can end up in the middle. That's the context where the Rambam says, okay, if you want to be a Nazir, you can be a Nazir. The Rambam says a Nazir is not an ideal. The Rambam says that a Nazir brings a chatas. Why? Because he was mima'it in the hano'us of Olam Hazeh. And the Yerushalmi says, lo dayachem asher Torah. It's not enough what the Torah said, but you're answering on more things. So the Rambam is not a Nazir fan, unlike other Rishonim. The Rambam says you only do that if you have to get back to the middle. You have to go from one extreme to the other extreme. So says the Rambam, you can't just go back the same way you came. You can't just be in the same world. You got to go to a totally different extreme. That's what's symbolized by the other opening. You got to go to the other side. When you go to the other side, you'll end up back in the middle. And that's why, actually, he quotes the next Gemara. But that is the message that you have to go to the other extreme. Yes, the Rambam says in Hilchos Shuva that Ezehi Shuva Gemura. What is Shuva Gemura when you come to the exact same spot, and the exact same woman, and the exact same food, the exact same situation, and we don't sin? Purely out of tshuva, not because I can't do it or I'm elderly. That's tshuva gemura, which means you're coming back to the exact same spot. But it could be the Rama means that one has to go to the other extreme first in order to end up at the exact spot to be able to conquer my yetzer that time. But the Gemara says, back to the Gemara, Velas, why don't you go in the same way? No, you can't go the same way. Kid de Reish Lakish. Like Reish Lakish says, Dom Reish Lakish, my dechsiv, im leleitzim hu yalitz. If somebody is a late, he is a scoffer, that Hashem will scoff at him. And to the humble and the meek, Hashem will show favor. Balatahir, Messiah so, Balatame poschen lo. If somebody is Balatahir, Hashem will help him. Balatame poschen lo. If somebody is coming to be Matame, Hashem will poseach. Meaning, as the Gemara says, the Makis, the Mishnah, Baderach Shadam Rotei Lelech, Malichun Oso, and whatever way you want to go, Hashem will help you. What saw a diuk, it doesn't say Balatahir, Messiah so, Balatame, Messiah so. Hashem never actually helps you do the Avera. Balatayar, he's going to pull you in. Latame, he'll just open the door for you. He's not going to actually be Messiah. That's the little diak nifla in the line. Latayar, where Hashem is Messiah us, and Latame, he opens the door for us. I saw in the Nesiva Shalom is quoted here in the Magalias Hashas. He quotes from the Nesiva Shalom. Let me just see if I can find it quickly. Oh, he says on our Gemara, he says in the Torah, we discussed this idea in the past, but he relates it to our Gemara. In the Torah, there are many, many things that we have to do. Tzivuyim, there are 613 mitzvahs. And yet, even beyond that, there's what Rav Asher Weiss calls Ratzon Hashem. It's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu would want me to do, even outside of the mitzvahs. You know, is this what the Nesivos Shalom calls Reach HaTorah? This is what the Ruach HaTorah, what the Kodesh Baruch Hu would want me to do. Want us to be involved in this? Or the opposite. Would he want me to be involved in this? Says that, for example, says the Ar Sameach, according to the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why not? Where is it in the 613? So Reb Chaim says it's included in another mitzvah. The Ar Sameach says, no, Hashem left it open for us to figure out that it's obvious that we should want to do that, because that was the birth of our nation. Zechira Tzitzis Mitzrayim, not Sipur, but Zechira. And then says the Nesiv Shalom, V'yapet Dvarim She'en Aleim Yisro Tzivu Yisnaheg Behetem L'Ruach HaTorah, like Kedoshim to you, like the Yasisa Yashavato. So he says, that's what's meant by our line of the Gemara. Bala Taher Messiah so Bala Tame Post Gemlo. If somebody is in life, Bali Taher, Sherotza Leos Chaim Tahorim Shal Torasso, and he's coming to live a life of Tara. He's not just trying to do the details and the nitty gritty of every mitzvah, but he wants to live a life of Tara to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But yes, the message of the Torah is getting close to Hashem. So a bala tire, Hashem Baruch Hu is going to help you out in that case. Bala tame, shehu amnam shomer Torah. Aval osem malachto ikar v'taraso tefela. Torah part of my life is secondary. Sheinu mekayim rak shemechuyev umetzuve v'lo as ruach haTorah. I'll have a tame life. I'll do the nitty gritty, the details of every pride of Shulchan Aruch. But my life is not about getting close to Hashem. It's about what I could get away with under the rubric of Shulchan Aruch. So that's post chelo. Hashem will open to you. You can go whatever you want. That's not what I'm not going to be misayeh for you in that case. That's whatever you want to do. You could do yourself. And that's the line. So he even adds, Habala Tayer Messiah, so you get a special siyata deshmai in that case. But Balatame, just post chelo, you can do whatever you want. Okay, right. Says the Gemara now, Umay Taima. Islay Taga. Why does the hay have a tag on it? Says the Gemara, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Im chozer bo ani kosher lo kesher, or keser. If he's chozer bo, I will eat him, give him a keser. If you know, the Gemara said, what about the tag on the hay? It's not one of the Shatnez Gatz letters. Shatnez Gatz letters have a couple of tagam on it. So we mentioned yesterday from the Shulchan Aruch that there's a Mesor from Sofrim, they have tagan on other letters as well. So why is there a tag on the hay? Even the Gemara has, because Hashem will even give a crown on a Baal Tshuva. Period. Mibayman nivra olam haba b'yud. That was why the olam hazeh is with a hay. Why is olam haba with a yud? Mibneisha tzadikim sheba muatin. Because the yud is the smallest letter. So the tzadikim sheba are muatin. It's not so crowded as we would like. Or at least the tzadikim in there. There are other people who are not tzadikim. But the complete tzadikim are small. Umibneima kaf of rosho. And why is the yud, is the head of it, the top of it bent? Because even the tzaddikim there have their heads bent. They see, even the tzaddikim who did wonderful things, they see what their potential could have been and what other people did, and they feel a little bad because, you know, we should always try and strive to do more and more. Period. If you look back in Shabbos Kufdala, I didn't bring it, but Shabbos and Kufdala, that's where the Gemara talks all about the whole Aleph base. Right, Aleph Bina Gemol Dalim. Why is Aleph and Beis Gemol and Dalim? So there it also talks about why each letter is facing towards this one and not facing. Right, this doesn't quote this reason for the Yud, but that is Gemara which one should look up. Amar Rav Yosef, Hani Tarti Mili Amar Rav Pesvarim Betanya Tuyufte. Rav Yosef says there were two statements that Rav made about halachas of Stam, and he was asked a kasha on them. He was rejected because of a tziyufta. Chada, one of them is Hadam Arav. What Rav says as follows: Sefer Torah sheish bo shtei touyos bechol daf v'daf yisakein shalosh yiganes. A Torah that has two mistakes on every page, on every column, yisakein. You got to fix that Torah. Shalosh, if it has three, every single column has three, it's yiganes. Just put it away. It's a Torah which we'll see later on. The Gemara is going to call this a minumar. It's a spotted Torah. If every time it has a mistake, you're going to be able to see where the mistake was fixed, as we'll see later. So that's why it's too many, and it's shouldn't keep that Torah. V'tanya tziyufte, and the brisa that was asked on that statement of Rav was shalosh yisakin arba yiganes. No, three can even be fixed. Four, you have to be gones. So that is one statement of Rav, which he was asked on. Tana, im yesh bo daf achas shleima matzalas al kulo. If there's one column that's perfect, so then that means this Torah is perfect and beautiful, and just fix the rest. That will save all of the rest. So in the Me'oros Hadaf, he quotes a story that in the time of the Chafetz Chaim, people complained to the Chafetz Chaim about the defects of different communities. He was displeased and responded with the following tale. He told about the era in the time of Rechaim Yivalajin. There was a simple person in town who knew Shas by heart. He knew Shas backwards and forwards. And Reb Chaim would stand up whenever he walked into the yeshiva. Some people said, though he knew the words of Shas, many times he didn't understand the meaning. Oh, come on. He knows Shas, but does he know every Reb Chaim on Shas? Does he know every detail of Shas? Reb Chaim answered, you could get two types of Shas's in our era. The Amsterdam Shas, expensive checked and corrected, and the Solbach Shas. The latter's pages are not so wide and contain many errors. But would anyone think that the Solbach Shas doesn't have the sanctity? That's not a Shas? You have a couple of mistakes in there, but it's still Shas, and it's rubbed out, and you don't... Well, it's still Shas. If somebody knows Shas, they know Shas. Even if they don't have every... They have a couple of rubbed out a little bit here. But if you have a Daf Echa, that's all... It's all perfect, and you have so much of it's there. How can you say it's not... How can you say it's not a Shas? So he was giving the Musar that even if somebody knows Shas, so then one should... be careful and give them the proper respect that they deserve. Yes, we know the Musar that we shouldn't only learn, we shouldn't only go through Shas, we should have Shas go through us, and that we should get the messages of Shas, but the first step is one by one, day by day. We're going to mention on in the Haggadah Shiur this week that Karpas is Gematria Shas. What does that mean? We'll have to see. Okay. Amar Rav Yisrael bar Shmuel bar Marso, Mishmei Derav, Vehu, Dechsiv Rubei, Desifrei Shapir. What does that mean? As long as Rove of the Sefer is written properly. What does Rove of the Sefer written properly mean? So if you look on the Shidim Kubetzes, the last line, Rove called Daf Vedaf, Kasuv below Ta'us. Shein Yoser Mishmona Oshisha Ta'us called Daf Udaf. When do you say that it could save the rest of the Torah? It's only if most of the Torah is okay. If most of the Torah, you have a couple of mistakes, but you don't have more than 8 mistakes on every line. If you have a Torah, which Rahman al-Islam, let's say was water damaged, and came out the entire Torah is not readable, then that should be Nignas. Should be Nignas in that case. That shouldn't be fixed. Amalei by Rav Yosef, unless you've basically fixed the whole thing and you put in so many new klafim that was basically like a new Torah. Sometimes you'll save one and you'll take out the other ones. You won't fix them, you just attach them to new klafim. Amalei Abayah Rav Yosef. Again, all of this is very halachah l'maisa for all the sofrim, and again, there's a lot more than what's just in the Gemara. Amalei Abayah Rav Yosef. E is biyahu dab shalosh tal yosmai. Abayah Rav Yosef. Remember, we said that there's one column that could save the rest. Are you allowed to have any mistakes in that column, or that column has to be perfect, right? If it has 3, is that okay? Amalei hov isyav l'tikunei miskin. Yes. Since it only has 3, then it's roi l'sakin. And once you fix it, it'll be perfect. So that's why it's fine. Even if it has 3 or less. V'hani mili chaseros. And all of these rules apply only by chaseros. If you're missing letters and you have to add in, that's when it's problematic. Avol yaseros, but where you have just extra words, extra letters, and you're just going to erase them, les lamba. It's not a problem. Why is chaseros a problem? Chaseros by time alone. Amar of Kahana mishum demechzik kibenumar. The problem is it looks like a spotted Torah. What does menumar mean? So Rashi says on the top of the next amud, because we're talking about a case where you left out a letter, and what the sofer is going to do is the sofer is going to hang the letter on top. It's going to put like one of those upside down V's to look above. He's going to stick it in. So if you have so many of those, the Torah is going to look gross. It's not going to look like a nice Torah. You're going to have so many added in letters. So we're somewhat spoiled. Right? We always have our Torahs are perfect and wonderful. Baruch Hashem, B'liya and Hara, all Torahs should be wonderful and perfect. But we don't have so many Torahs in our world where you have oso stuck in on top. Most of the time, we'll erase the whole word and we'll write the whole word. I once was in a shul where it was called to the Torah, and there was a hole in the Torah. And they had stuck on an extra piece from the back. And they had written 2 letters on it. They had written 2 letters on it. So now you look at it, it looks like it has a patch from the back. So I'm not familiar. I'm not an expert in Hilchas Stams. I said, I don't know. So I remember, I don't know. So I don't remember what we did at the time. I wasn't the rub of the shul there. Baruch Hashem. But I went in, I'm like, I don't know. So look, anyway, so afterwards we called up one of the post-Gei Hadar, he says, yeah, in Europe all the Torahs were like that. They had holes all over the place. And they had patches on the back. Yeah, nowadays we don't do it so much. But if you look in Shulchan Aruch, there's a Ramah, there's a Shach, but man, it was kosher. It was kosher. I'm like, what sofer would have put a obviously got to think that. Like, who would have put a patch on it and written on it? It's got to be something. Yishbiyam al-Ismach, but you have to, if a sofer did it, I think there's the Rove Bekiyan Eitzel, got to make up a chazaka. Most people who are writing Torahs and adding in letters are sofer miduyakim and with no basic halachas. So that was, see here too. We don't think of so many letters stuck on top, but that is That is what's talked about here. Vaitim. Agra Chamod Rabbi Abba. We had him already. Agra, the father-in-law of Rabbi Abba. Havile Yaseiros Besifra. He had extra letters in his Sefer. Asalakamad Rabbi Abba. I don't know how many, they got so many extra letters in their Torahs. So they had him. Asalakamad Rabbi Abba. Amr Leilo. Amr Nela Chaseba Chaseiros. Ava Yaseiros Leslan Ba. Chaseiros, Yaseiros are not a problem. Idach. That was all Rav number one that we asked the Kasha on. Idach, what's the other Rav that Rav Yosef quoted that we asked the Tiyufta on? Dama Rav, Hakosef Sefer Toru Baligmar Gomer, V'afilu Be'emsa Hadaf. If you're finishing a Torah, you're writing the end of the Torah, you could finish in the middle of a column. No problem. Middle of a daf. Amesve, is that really true? You're allowed to finish the Torah in the middle of a daf? Hakosef Sefer Torah, if you write a Sefer Torah, this is Mesecha Sofrim. Balo Ligmar Lo Yigmar Be'emsa Hadaf. Kederach Gomer Bechumashin. Don't finish in the middle of a daf like you finish in Chumashin. Chumashin means if you just had, in those days they had scrolls of just Bracious or just Shmos. Those are Chumashin. They used to learn from them. So don't do it like you do Chumashin. Or we'll get to another pshat soon. El Makatzav Holich Hatzof Adaf. No, you got to finish at the bottom of the daf. So what do? You make the letters smaller and smaller and smaller, as in the picture in Rashi. Right? You go down and down. You make them skinny until you end with the Yisrael at the bottom of the page. Bottom of the daf. So you see from there, it's against Rav. So the Gemara answered, no, ki ka'ama Rav v'chumashin. No, Rav was talking about that you can finish in the middle when it comes to a chumash, when you write one, only write one, Bereshit or Shmos, the Gemara says, v'asefet Torah ka'amar. No, Rav contrasts. It says Rav says when you finish the Torah, he says, balik mar sefer, kosef sefer Torah. He's not talking about chumashin. No, v'chumashin sal sefer Torah. Rav meant chumashin sefer Torah, meaning Rav meant when you finish one of the first four svarim, you don't have to finish at the bottom of the column. You can finish Bracious or Shmos or Vayikra in the middle, wherever you want in the column. Or different Torahs finish at different places. Only at the end, you have to finish at the bottom. Eini, is that really true? V'yamar of Yeshua bar Abba, Amar of Gidel, Amar Rav, Leini kol Yisrael b'emsa daf. No, Rav said, really, Leini kol Yisrael could be in the middle. No, Hahi b'emsa shita itmar. No, what he meant to say, it could be in the middle of a line. Not that it has to be in the middle of a column. What exactly did he mean? Rabbanan Amri Ap Emsa Shita. Rabbanan said that what did Rav mean? Even Be'emsa Shita. No, even in the middle of a line, but also in the middle of the page, Rav meant. And Rav Ashi Amar no, Be'emsa Shita Dafka. No, only in the middle of a line, and not in the middle of the page. Ve'hilchasa Be'emsa Shita Dafka. And we hold, it has to be the bottom of the column, but it could be in the middle of the line. Be'emsa Shita Dafka. Period. Okay, Amar Rav Yeshua Bar Abba, Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Famous. Baba Basra and Menachas. Shmona Psukim Shabbat Torah, Yachad Kori Elson, Kippi Beis HaKnesses. The eight Psukim, the last eight Psukim in the Torah. We'll see why they're unique soon. But there's a unique halacha that applies to them. A Yachid reads them in Shul. What does that mean? There's at least six Pshatim in the Rishonim. What do those words mean? Yachid Kori Elson Beis HaKnesses. Very hard to understand. The Pshudosh HaMikra. Rashi says, you can't make Hosafos in those last eight Psukim. Yachid kori, adam yachid kori, ve'inem afsik ve'intayim. Right, you can't switch. Kidei lamot acher velikros. Can't have somebody else. One person reads them. Tosas quotes Rabbeinu Mishulam, who says that the Baal Korei should read it, and you shouldn't have anybody reading along with him. The person who's the Ola, or the Ola. Hayim afarish lim utei shalo yikra shas imo. Only one person should be reading it, Tosas. The Rishash and Megillah, where this comes up also. Not in the Gemara, but discussed, the Rishash says, you can't, even though we repeat the whole first half of Zos HaBracha, you can't read this over and over again. Yachid Kari Osan. You only can do it once. The Mordechai, here and also in elsewhere in Megillah, Mordechai says, Yachid the Rav, right? The Yachid of the Beis HaKnesses gets the Aliyah. The Shmona Psukim, Chasan Torah. Right? Different Pshatim. And then you have the Rambam. The Rambam is the most difficult to understand. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah, what does Yachid Kori Osan mean? Says the Rambam. One second. Says the Rambam, Shmona Pesukim Shebesof HaTorah, Mutter Likros Osan Beis HaKnesses, Bepachos Me'asara. You don't need a minion to lay in the last eight Pesukim of the Torah. That's the Rambam. And then he quotes a reason, which we'll get to Be'ez Hashem soon. But that's the day of the Rambam. How could the Rambam say that? So we'll get to that soon. But that is Yachid Kari Elson. Let's continue, though, a little bit more. Now, Kemad Delok Reb Shimon, who says this, that the last eight psukim have a different status than the rest of the Torah? Delok Reb Shimon, it's against Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon says it has the same status. Titania, why would it have different status? Here we go. Moshe, the Eved Hashem died. Efsher Moshe Chai, or Moshe Mace, depending on your girsa. Because of Yamashem Moshe, is it possible that Moshe was alive, and he wrote Yamashem Moshe? That's a lie. Moshe didn't die yet. Moshe sometimes wrote things that were going to happen in the future, but not like as if they happened in the past. Moshe writes that Bnei Yisrael will do Avodah Zarah. V'zon acharei lo hinechar. Right? So fine, but that's in the future. He can't write Vayamas, or you want to write, he write it after he died, but then he's dead. So how do you write it? So, what happened? So, Ela atkan kasa Moshe mikan ve'elach kasav Yehoshua binun. First opinion, both of these shittas are amazing in their own right. First opinion, Yehoshua wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah. Omer lo Reb Shimon, Efsher Sefer Torah Chaser Os Achas, Viksiv Lakocha Sefer Torah Zev Asandam Osovachu. Moshe gives instructions what to do with the Sefer Torah. Is it possible that those last, he calls it a Sefer Torah, and it's missing those last eight psukim? Moshe wouldn't do that. Ella, really, Moshe did write the last eight psukim. But there's just a difference between how he wrote them. Ella Ad Kan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe, Omer, Vikosev. Up until before the last eight psukim, Hashem dictated to Moshe. Moshe said it and wrote it. Mikan ve'eloch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe kosev bidema. But these last eight psukim, Hashem said it, and Moshe wrote it in tears. Bidema. That's the pashtus. What the dema means. What is that? Rashi says, we'll get to other pshatim. Rashi says, because he was so upset. He was so upset, he wrote sorrow. That's why he wrote it bidema. Okay. Let's just continue and then we'll come back. Kamasha Nemar Lahalan. How do you know that? Like it says later on in Yirmiyahu. But Yom Lahem Baruch Mi Piv Yikra Elias called Rama Elav Ani Kosev Ala Sefer Bidyo. It was written to me all these things that I wrote in Bidyo. So you see, it was written Bidyo, let's say, in contrast to Dema. Lema Delok Reb Shimon. So let's say this halacha of Yachid Kori Yosan is against Reb Shimon because Reb Shimon said Moshe wrote the whole Torah. So Moshe wrote the whole Torah. Why should there be a difference in halacha for the last eight psukim? So isn't it against Reb Shimon? Avilu Tamer Reb Shimon. Hoel ve'ishtini ishtini. No, even Reb Shimon would agree. Though Moshe wrote the last eight psukim, since there was some change about it, it was Dema, so too, ishtini, it's changed forever, and therefore it could even have a difference in halacha. Period. Okay, we could spend a couple of hours talking about these couple of psukim. Did we ever share on this? I think we did. But Dema, the big question that many ask is that what? Moshe was crying? He wrote Tsaro. Was it Moshe Besimcha? Rashi writes in Parshas Matos. Right when Hashem tells Moshe, you're going to die after this, but this is what you have to do. Moshe was Besimcha. Moshe accepted the Zeros HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So what? He was Tsar. So some say that the Marshon in Bava Basra, where this comes up, it doesn't mean he wrote it in tears, so it wouldn't be Ksava Miskayim. That's what it means. You didn't write it in Dio. Okay, that's not the Marsha. But says the Gra, unbelievable, and the Sfas Emes says, I heard in a Sefer in the name of a Gon Echad. Doesn't say which Gon it was. Sfas Emes quotes this Pshat, though. So he quotes from the Gra, Dema means, what does Dema mean? Midume. Midume is when you have Truma and Chulin mixed into each other. It's a mixture. Dema means that Moshe wrote it mixed up. What does mixed up mean? Says the Gra, quoting the idea of the Ramban in the Hakdamah to Torah, that when the really on the Kabbalistic level, the entire Torah spells out Shem Hashem, Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We just don't read it like that. We read it as Bereishis Bara Elokim, as words. But if you put all the letters together, it really spells out Shem Hashem. Like the first words could even be Barosh Yisbara. It's different. It can read it different ways. So what does it mean? Medume. The first part of the Torah before the last eight letters Hashem gave to Moshe already decoded. And that's how it was read as we have it. But the last eight psukim, Hashem gave it mixed up. It was encoded. It was in its besula state. So it didn't say Vayam Hashem Moshe. It was just in the Shem Hashem state. That's what it means, Bedema. Moshe, Yehoshua ben Nun later on came and decoded it. That's what it means, Bedema. It was Bedema, and says the Gra, Elo ve'elo divrei Elokim Chayim. Moshe got the Nistar of it, and Yehoshua got the Nigla of it. Fine. And that's what the Rambam says. When the Rambam, going back to the Rambam now, when the Rambam says that you can read it without a minion, says the Rambam, Af alpi shakol haTorah, he, everything is Torah, Moshe mipi agvura amrum, and Moshe said to mipi agvura, hoel umashma'on, shehem achar misas Moshe, hare nishtanu. Since it didn't have mashma'us until after Moshe died, it has a different status. That's why a yachid could read them. Ask the Ravid, what's the Rambam talking about? don't understand anything he's saying. Can you read it without a minion? He says, Inyan Zoris Ma'od. He says, Vatzibor Heichan Halchu. Where'd the minion go? What happened to the minion? So this is a very difficult Rambam to understand. There are three, I found three pshatim, all similar, the Rav. What does this mean? What does it mean? And why was he crying for the Rambam? If you look at Nefesh HaRav, the first one, the pshat that the Rav said, they're all up here, a beautiful drush. He says, what does it mean that whole of Hashman, it didn't have meaning yet? Moshe couldn't imbue this with Kedusha because it didn't happen yet. Moshe knew he wrote it, but he couldn't imbue it with Kedusha because it can't have Kedusha until it happened. If it's about a past event, if it's about a future event, then it has Kedusha right now. But he couldn't imbue it with Kedusha. V'nimsa shalon eskachu apsukim elu adik sivas Moshe. Shaharei b'shasha kosvam o'adayin lo hayadvaram emes. And that is why the Rambam says it doesn't have a full davar shebe Kedusha. And that's why it doesn't need a minion. Only Torah that's fully davar shebe Kedusha requires a minion. This didn't. And that's why Moshe was crying. Because it was a part of the Torah that he couldn't imbue with Kedusha. That's why he was crying. Or, Rabbi Willard quotes the Rav in an article about Kriyas HaTorah, that why usually do we need a minion? We usually need a minion because it's a reenactment of our Sinai. That's why Kriyas HaTorah is always a reenactment of our Sinai. The last day Psukim, though, was not a reenactment of our Sinai. Because it was about Moshe's death, and therefore, Moshe couldn't, again, it didn't have full Kedusha, and that's why he was crying. And then one final version that the Rav said was possibly maybe because he couldn't teach B'nai Yisrael these last eight psukim. He couldn't be Rabbeinu. That's why he was crying. Moshe wanted to teach the entire Torah to B'nai Yisrael and he couldn't, and that's why he was crying. May Rov Tzaro on that. Okay, but either way, it's an important Rambam among the other pshatim as well, and we now continue. If somebody buys a Torah, in contrast to writing a Torah, right? This is mitzvah taryag, the last mitzvah in the Torah. If somebody buys one, it's like you're grabbing a mitzvah. What does that mean? Rashi says, you did a mitzvah, but it's better to write one. If you look in the Ramah in Yoredeya argues with Rashi. The Ramah says, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. You're not yotzei the mitzvah by buying a Torah. You have to get one commissioned to write a new Torah. But, Savo, if you write a Torah, if you write a Torah, it's as if you got it from our Sinai. Even if you edit a Torah, that's better. Editing is better than just buying it. Buying it is over there, now it's over here. But if you have a puzzle Torah, which you fixed up, so that is Ki'ilu Kasvo. That's a big discussion why the Ramah says you're not Yotze. The Vilna Gaon on that Ramah in Yoredeya, it's in Reish Ayin. Says the Gra, I passing like Rashi. Sorry. I think it is a mitzvah. Maybe it's not as good of a mitzvah, but it is a mitzvah. It's a beautiful tshuva. We can't go into it now from the Beis Halevi. Chelek Aleph Simin Vav, where he talks about whether women are obligated in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, and he relates it to the issue of how much is the mitzvah of writing the Torah related to the mitzvah of learning the Torah, and he talks about, are you Yotze with buying one, can you be mechalik between yarshining a Torah and buying a Torah? The Beis Halevi thinks not, but other poskim, maybe Rashi thinks yes. Rashi thinks yes. One other ha'ara, I just saw that Rav Yashiv, whenever he is asked to fill in letters at the end of a Torah, he is medayik to fill in dafka the yud. Fill in the yud. Because according to most other poskim, letters that have the entire outside and just the inside is missing is already a kosher letter. Only the yud is like nothing without anything in, and that's why if he wants to get the kim of higi osachas, he always asks for the yud. Always asks for the yud. Okay, so next time we're by Rav Yashiv, as Hashem, with the Vaitziva Sefer Torah, we should check up on that. Check up that it's dafka yud. Okay, Samach Segla. Now we get into some details of Hilchastam for the rest of the daf. Tana Rabbanan Osa Adam Yuriya Mi Bashalosh Dafim Vad Bashmona Dafim. Every Yuriya, every klav should have enough room for 3 to 8 columns. Pachos Mikan Vyasra Kan Lo Yasa, not less, not more. You want to make Hagba manageable. It's one of the reasons, because you're always supposed to go to a Tfira by Hagba, so it should be 3, between 3 and 8. One should, the Shulchan Aruch talks about 3 by Hagba. Sometimes you see people that do like, I don't know, try to show off that they eat their Wheaties in the morning, right? By Hagba, it's inappropriate, and it's dangerous. It's dangerous for the Torah. If somebody really thinks that Hagba is just to show off their own strength, and not for the Kavod HaTorah,
Let's throw 3-4 columns to show 8 columns. Everybody can be talking about the Hagmah. That's not what Hagmah is about. So that's what right between 3 and 8 columns should be enough, not less, not more. Below Yarbe Bedafin Mipneshanira Igeris. And one shouldn't be marbe with dafim, meaning make your column smaller, because then it'll look like a regular letter. Although you might, but dafim, you shouldn't make your columns bigger. It's hard if you have a very long column, when you get to the end of the line, to go back to the previous line would be harder if they're too wide. It should be the length of lemishbechoseichem 3 times, meaning that's 10 letters, 30 letters. 30 letters wide is a nice size column, says the Gemara. Rav Chaim Kanievsky pointed out, without a computer, that's the longest word in the Torah. L'mishpachoseichem. Mishpachoseichem is the longest word in the Torah. Fine. This damna lo yuriya, not in Tanakh, that's in the Megillah, ha'achashtaranim, but in the Torah. This damna lo yuriya bas tisha dafim. What if you have a piece of cloth that's long enough to write 9 columns on it? Lo yach l'kshosh l'kan v'shesh l'kan. Don't make it 3 and 6. Ela arba l'kan v'chamish l'kan. Make it as even as you can. When do we say all this is true? At the beginning of the sefer, but that you shouldn't be memaitu marbe in the dafim in the columns. Avo b'sofa sefer, but at the end of the sefer, afilu pasuk echod v'afilu daf echod. Even one pasuk, even one daf. Meaning what? That you could write one pasuk on the new daf? Pasuk echad sakadaitach, what does that mean? A pasuk in the last column, ele'ema, pasuk echad bedaf echad. It means, in the last column, you could write one word per line. You can make it a very little one, because you want to end off at the bottom. Again, we don't really have this nowadays, because, as we learned, that a sofer always copies from another Torah. So, that is why it usually doesn't come up. I forgot to mention before, the language Tosas points out, this is the source where it says that Hashem was Omer, and Moshe was Omer v'Kosev. That's the source for Sofrim saying the word before they write the word. That is a minna quoted, that's based on this Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, u'Moshe Omer v'Kosev. That is the Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Lamed Beis, Os Lamed Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that. Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph. Im Eino, but the Shulchan Aruch on this, he has like summary showed him that is limited. Im Eino Kosev Mitocha Ksav Lo Yichtov Al Peh. Shemakro So Acher Ela Im Kein Yachzehu V'Yikru B'Fiv. If you're not copying from a previous cloth, you have to say it. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. In the Mishnah Berurah, he points out that maybe you should always. Harbe Achronim Chokol Al Zeh Pasku To Bechol Gav Nitzot Mahotzi Atevim Mipiv Kodem Shiyachtevena. Why? Because the Bach says there's the Kedushas Hevel. The Kedusha of the words that come out of your mouth go into the letters as you write them. And therefore, you should say the word before you do it. Before you write it. By every word. That's the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Kuf Lamed Vav. Sifkan Lamed Vav, that's the source of that is Argamar. Next, Shir Gilyon, Milamata, Tefach, Milamala, Gimel Esbos. How much space do you have to leave on top of the columns? On the bottom, a Tefach, on the top, 3 Etzbos. Obeidav Ladav, Kamali Revach, Roch, Efshti Etzbos. Between each column, the two fingers width. Ube Chumashin, Milamata, Sholosh Etzbos. And when you're just writing a Chumash, when you're writing a Brachos or Shmos, Milamata Shalosh Etzbos, Milamala Shtei Etzbos. Ubeidav Ladav Kamali Revach Rochev Agodel. So it can be written a little smaller with less space. Ubein Shita LaShita Kamali Shita. How much space do you leave between each line? Space of a line. Ubein Teva LaTeva Kamali Os Ketana. Between each word, the space for one letter. Ubein Os LaOs Kamali Chota Saira. Right, even just a little bit is fine. Al Yimayit Adam Esaksav. One should not minimize. One shouldn't write small. Let's say you see you're not going to have enough space on top or on bottom. So don't write small because of that. And not because you need more space between lines or you need more space between parshios. You shouldn't do that. What if you did it? What if sometimes a sofer sees he's running out of space, he writes small, so they add so some of them first in the Pisachei Tshuva, and others say that it's not Ma'akev B'di'evet. Why? Because you know Moshe Rabbeinu wrote small one time. Hashem told Moshe to write Vayikra. What does the Baal Turim say in the beginning of Vayikra? Moshe says, no, I'm not Vayikra, I'm Vayiker. Just say, out of Anivas, he wrote the Aleph small! Even though Hashem told him to write a Vayikra, he wrote it small. Right? So you see, even if you write it small, when he's supposed to write it big, it's not, it doesn't pass with the Evan. Nizam lo teva bas, chamish osios. Let's say you're at the end of a line, and you're stuck. You still have five letter word to write. Lo yotav shtayim b'toch hadaf v'shalosh chutz l'daf. Don't write two letters in the daf and three sticking out of the column. Ela shalosh b'toch hadaf v'shtayim chutz l'daf. Three in the column and two outside the column. That is what would be okay. Rabbeinu Tam on top says, the shame tzorach she yikulo b'toch hadaf. You can't have a shame Hashem outside the daf. Nizdam lo teva bas shtei osios. If you have a word, that is only two letters. Lo yizrakena lo ben hadafim. You can't write it outside. Get right outside. You can't just say, oh, two letters. No. If two letters out of, which is a minority of a word, that you can stick on the end. Right? Just like there are rules of how you're supposed to, like you have a word at the end of a line in English and you have to put, how do you, hyphenate it? There are rules in the Torah, lahavdil. The words in the Torah, it's not just two letters can be outside. If it's a two letter word, it can't be. Elachosev, akosev, b'tchilas hashita. Write it at the beginning of the next line. Hatoa b'shem, if somebody makes a mistake about a shem Hashem. Goer is mashakasav, v'tole, what do you do? You forgot to write a Shem Hashem. Well, you were supposed to write a Shem Hashem. So what do you do? You wrote a different word instead. So goer is mashakasav. Well, you have 3 days in the Gemara. The first day is you have to erase, scratch out what you wrote. Vitola is mashagarar. And you're allowed, what you do is you write the Shem Hashem where it's supposed to be written, and then the word that had been written there instead of it, you rub that out, and that you put on top. Because you can't put a Shem Hashem, you can't be Tola Shem Hashem. So instead, rub out the other word, write the Shem Hashem where it's supposed to be, and Tola the other word. Because if it's a Shem, I'll mock him a grar, div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, no, I've told him it's a Shem, no! What do you have? Erasing and writing. You're allowed to be Tola Shem Hashem. Maybe you can't write it outside the column, but you can be Tola it. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, af mochek v'kosev. Rabbi Yitzchak says, you can even erase and write it, Rashi says, ba'od shaksiva lacha. You could erase even before it dries. Even before the wrong word dries, you could erase it and write on there, even though it's not so mahudr, as if you would wait till it dries and then it's rubbed out. Just do it right away. Reb Shimon Shizuri Omer, kol Hashem kulo tolin, miksaso ain't tolin. Separate line. You could be tola an entire Shem Hashem, not a half of a Shem Hashem. Then it just looks strange to have Shem Hashem half here, half there. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Mishum Rabbi Meir, in kosvin es Hashem, lo al makam agrar, velo al makam amechak. No, you can't write Shem Hashem on a place that was scratched out or on a place that was erased. Vein tolin oso, and you don't tol it. So what are you supposed to do? Ketzad ose, misalik es a yiria kula v'gonza. Got to get a new cloth. Got a new cloth if you miss out Shem Hashem. The Mefarshim, the Biurei Daf, one of the Akronim say, we're tolin in the Sefer Torah, but not in mezuzahs and tefillins. We're not tolin in mezuzahs and tefillins. A couple of reasons. Number one, you need kisidrum. And if you left out a word, it's not kisidrum. That's the biggest problem. And number two. Right. Itma, Rav Chanan al Marav, halacha tolin as a shame. Rav Chanan, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel, halacha mochik v'kosev. What's the halacha? You tol it, or you erase it and write it. V'leim amar halacha kamar, omar halacha kamar. Why don't you just quote that you hold like the previous sheetis, the earlier sheetis, because they weren't sure who said what. They had a different Messiah, but who said what? They just said the Shita. Amar Rav Chanina, Amar Ula, Amar Rav Chanina, halacha k'Rav Shimon Shizuri. The halacha like Rav Shimon Shizuri. What did he say here? He said that you're allowed to be tola an entire name, but not a half a name. V'lo od, elakom makom shishan Rav Shimon Shizuri, halacha gamoso. And by the way, whenever Rav Shimon Shizuri said something, the halacha is like him. So, ahai, where did Rabbi Chanina make the statement originally? Where he said the halacha like Rav Shimon Shizuri, and we always hold like him. Where did he make that statement originally? So, to the rest of the Yomid. Ilema, first try, aha, if it's about the one that we have been talking about, Rav Shimon Shizuri, Omer, Kol Hashem, Kulo Tolin, Mixoso Ein Tolin, is that where he said it about? V'ha Idmer Allah, Amar Rav Chanan, El Amar Rav Halacha Tolin, Es Hashem, Rav Rav Chanan, Amar Rav Yisrael, Bar Shmuel, Halacha Mochi, V'kosev. We already have that. Rav says you're allowed to be told of the shame. V'yem Isa hu nami lameth. He also says the halach is like that, that you're allowed to be told of the shame, an entire shame. Why wasn't this in the report of the Itmar? It should have been recorded in the Itmar that he says halach is like Rav Shimon Shizuri. I also agree. So it can't be that he said it there. Ela aha Rav Shimon Shizuri. Okay, it must be on this, the following. Shimon Shizuri Yomer, afilu ben chami shanim, v'choresh b'sadeh, shchitas imu mutaharasa. We know there's a sugya we're going to learn about, Bez Hashem, in chulin of ben pekua. If I shecht an animal, and after I shecht the animal, a live baby comes out, mida araisa, that animal is hutar. It's hutar with the mother shchita, and you can just take a bite out of the animal. It's hutar with the animal shchita. Midir abana, and if it walks around, it needs a shchita, because of maris ayin. But says of Shimon Shizuri, even if it's 5 years old and it's choresh, that's fine. So is that what we were talking about? Ha'idmar Allah, Zi'iri Amar Rabbi Chanina, halacha k'Rav Shimon Shizuri. No. We also have Zi'iri statement there, the name of Rabbi Chanina, that halacha k'Rav Shimon Shizuri. Vim Isa, hu, nami, lema. And if it's true that Ula Amar Rabbi Chanina also said that here, so we should have reported it.
So Ela Aho, so maybe it's about this one. Barishona from Gittin. Barishona, Omer, originally we used to say, Hayotzi Bekolor, somebody is going out because they're going out to be killed. V'yomer Kisu Gela Ishti, and they said, write a get for my wife. But he didn't say, write and give. Harelu Yitzu V'yitnu, you're still allowed to give. Because we assume he has Tirif Hadas, he can't think straight. Saying to write it is enough. We even added on to this, and we said, even if somebody's just going out to sea, they're worried that their wife might end up being an agun if they don't come back. So just saying kiss for there too also works. Rib Shimish Zuri Yamar Afa Mesukan. Even if somebody is just dangerously ill, it is good enough. Inami, so maybe that's what it was said about. That's what Rib Shimish Zuri, Inami, or maybe it was said about this. Aha, Shumas Meiser shall demai shachazulam koma. Demai, as we know, is produce that was bought from an Am Haaretz. Now you know Truma Gedola was taken off because they're scared of that. But Meiser Rishon was not taken off, and Shumas Meiser, which is like Truma, is in Meiser Rishon. Now the Meiser weren't taken off. So let's say you took off the Shumas Meiser, and let's say then for somehow it went back in. Somebody didn't realize it was what you were mafresh, so it went back in. Shachazulam koma. Rav Shimish Zuri Omer af bechol sholo v'ochlo apiv. Yes, there are coolers on Shabbos. Rashi quotes from the Mishnah, said Dubai. But Rav Shimish Zuri says, even on a weekday, you can ask the Amah Aretz and eat based on what he tells you. Can eat based on what he tells you. You can be Mako, because it's all Dubai, and since Dubai is Rabban and Rav Amah Aretz are Ma'asrin, so you can ask. Says, so that's where he said it. So is it one of these two? One of these two, the Yotzi Bakola or this one, V'yoyed Merala Amar Rabbi Yochanan. But again, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ha'ochak Rav Shimish Zuri b'mesukan, u'bit shvim v'vayisr shal Dubai. Rabbi Yochanan already said it. That we pass like Rav Shimish Zuri in these two contexts. V'im Isa hu nami lema. And if it's true that he really said it as well, so that should be recorded in the report as well. So we're still stuck. Where did Ula Amar Rabbi Chanina say originally that the halach is like Rav Shimish Zuri? Question mark. So I'll have to get back to that. One final point about Tamai. Tamai, there's a lot of lumpness about Tamai. That on Demai can be Makel on Shabbos, you can be Makel if you're an Ani, if you're traveling. So Soloveitchik in one place, and it's in the Misora journal in Chelek Tezvav, says maybe Demai, there was never an Isser Tevel that was Mesukan. It was just a Chovas Hafrasha. That was the formulation of the Halacha. But maybe because of a Safik, Chazar were Mesakin a Chovas Hafrasha. So it could be in certain cases that they didn't make it. It wasn't that they were Mesakin and Drabanan in Isser Tevel. They were Mesakin a Chovas Hafrasha. That's a question. One. The other big discussion in Demai, Rav Yosef Engel points out in Lech HaTov, how do we look at Demai? Is Demai, the motivation is Safik, but did they give it the status of Machalas Asuras Drabanan? Or is it purely, it remains a Safik? Meaning if I eat Demai, and it ends up that the Amas Aretz had taken all Shumas Amaisos. Did I get an Avera? Is it Tevel Drabanan? Or no, I lucked out there. It was like I thought I was eating straight, but I was really eating kosher. That's a big discussion. And the Yosef Engel has to do with tomorrow's stuff as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a Guten Shabbos.